So keep on listening if you can today. Have a great Friday, everyone. Bye.
This is Meg. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in the closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy, misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
Hello, this is Ian, your regularly scheduled host of Doopy Time, bringing you the dope on dope and the doopies for the next hour on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. How are we all doing today? Personally, I'm doing pretty good. SZA, let me just address the elephant in the room. SZA dropped her new album last night. And me and a couple other people stayed up to listen to it. And let me tell you, that was well worth it, in my opinion. That album, it's definitely, it's like a 9 out of 10. It's very good. So that's kind of what my weekend is shaping up to be like. Just a bunch of SZA, because I am in love with SZA. Yeah. I'm also going to a drag show tonight. I think the Critical Drag Course is like having like a presentation of like their final project, which is a drag show, which is really cool. And I think there are like puppets too. I'm gonna have a lot of fun with that. Yeah. So the theme for today's show is pretty unique. I don't know if anyone's ever done something like this before, but before I even get into what that theme is, for those of you who are not aware, doopy is a word that means whatever you want it to mean, and doopy time, therefore by definition, is all the time. But how do we define doopy in this moment in time? Well, my dear listener, today, doopy, the doopy of the day, is roulette, a gambling game in which a ball is dropped onto a revolving wheel with numbered compartments, with the players bidding on the number at which the ball will come to rest. So, in my interpretation of the word roulette, I have picked out like 36, because there are 36 slots on a roulette wheel. I've picked out like 36 random songs from my liked songs, previous playlists, some songs from my Spotify Wrapped. And I literally have a random, like a wheel, and I'm literally just gonna be spinning the wheel, and whatever number it lands on is the song that I'm gonna play. How does that sound? I think that sounds pretty cool. But then again, I might be biased because this is my show. Anyway, while I get the wheel set up, I think we are going to hear from our in-studio band, the Doopies, who are going to sing to us a little song about a spinning wheel. Let's take a listen, and I'll be right back with you in like 2 or 3 minutes. Hello again. This song is gonna go on in the background while I spin my wheel, but I have my wheel created on, shout out to wheelofnames.com, by the way, for sponsoring. They're not sponsoring this episode, but this is the website I made my wheel on. If anyone else wants to do something similar, I highly recommend this site. Anyway, we've got a wheel with 36 numbers on it, 1 through 36. They have been shuffled, shuffling it now. So it's not like 1 through 36, it's shuffled. So like the numbers aren't next to each other, like in consecutive order. Anyway, I think we should spin the wheel, don't you? Let's play it, let's try our luck. Are we feeling lucky today? Hopefully we get a good song. It's being spun. I wish like there were sound effects. But the first number we are landing on is 12. 12. I'm writing this down. Okay. So number 12 is the first song that we're gonna play. I'm spinning the wheel again, and we landed on, oh wow. Oh. Ooh, very close. We almost landed on number one. but we actually landed on number 7. So wait, let me see what those songs are first, just because I don't know off the top of my head. Okay, number 12 is Run That Body Down by Paul Simon. And number 7 is The Caves of Altamira by Steely Dan. And I think we can do one more song in that little block. So let me do that. I'm gonna spin the wheel again. It's spinning. I'm gonna, once we, on the break, I'm gonna try and figure out how to get sounds on here so you guys can actually hear what's going on. And the next number is 14. Number 14 is Ondulé by Matthew Bogarts. All right. We've got our 3 songs for the block. And so the first song that we're going to be listening to is Run That Body Down by Paul Simon. I actually heard this song on a my Discover Weekly, and I liked it, and I added it to a playlist. And then when I was going through that playlist trying to find songs for this show, I was like, this is a good song. I want to play this. Because I feel like for my last couple, for the shows that I've done this semester, it's been pretty like formally constrained by the theme, but today I mean even if this is like pretty high concept, I want to have a little fun. I want to play songs that I like under like thematic circumstances wouldn't normally play, and just to like, I don't know, just mix it up a little. Oh, shh. Caroline and Susie are talking. All right, we're gonna hear Run That Body Down by Paul Simon. I'm gonna take their advice and just flow with it right now. So without further ado, this is Run That Body Down by Paul Simon. See you guys in a bit.
Went to my doctor yesterday. Said I seem to be okay. She said, Paul, you better look around. How long you think that you can run that body down? How many nights you think that you can do what you've been? Thank you. that you can run that body down? How many nights you think that you can do what you've been doing?
Sur les
les aspects des deux bords. Jamais rien trouvé d'aussi dur. Oh non, non, ouais, ça fait plus d'une heure que je me défais d'une humeur. J'ai toujours été ondulé par-ci par la lune, pas les idées bien installées, disait Shane.
Hello. Oh my god, what was that? Anyway, hi. This is Ian. You just got done listening to Ondulé by Matthew Bogart. I don't know if that's how you pronounce his last name, but I do know that that was my number 4 song of 2022 according to my Spotify Wrapped. And then I don't even know how I found that song. You know, a lot of you are going to look at me and at these songs that I pick and ask me, "Ian, how did you find these songs?" And my answer to you is the same answer the entire time. And that answer is, I don't know. I think that was from my Discover Weekly, though. The Caves of Altamira by Steely Dan was definitely from my Discover Weekly, which is what you heard before, Ondulé. And then before that, as I said before, was Run That Body Down by Paul Simon. And actually, Amelia of Post Adolescence Glow came in to tell me how much she loved this song. So shout out Amelia if you are still listening. I know she just left, but regardless, I think we should spin the wheel again. The wheel's being spun again. Again, no sound, but that is okay. Next number that we are going to be playing is 16. Okay, 16's a good song. 16 is La La by Lainey Tripp. And I'm gonna spin at least one more time. Let's see what we get. It's spinning. Can we try and get like some little... Okay. Oh, okay. We've got 35 is... yes. Okay, wait. This is a good song. And we probably have time for another one. Those are both 3-minute songs. I just drew Busy Doing Nothing by the Beach Boys, which is a song that I've just recently discovered and was low-key kind of hoping I would play on today's set, just because I've been listening to it so much in the past week, and it's, I don't know, it's just such a good song. It sounds like a bossa nova song, like the Beach Boys made a bossa nova song. And while I was just talking, I spun the wheel again, and we're going to listen to this random KR&B song that I found on my Discover Weekly called Salt Rain by Sogum featuring Kyunbi. Anyway, this song is actually about to end, so I think we should hear our next song, which is La La by Lainey Tripp. What number was that? That was 16. Anyway, let's take a listen. I'll see you in a bit.
And I
so scrambled, but now it's okay. I tell you, I've got enough to do. The afternoon was filled up with phone calls. What a hot, sticky day. If you decide to come, you're gonna do it right. Drive for a couple miles, you see a sign and turn left for a couple blocks. Next is mine, you'll turn left on a little road. It's a bumpy one, you'll see a white fence. Move the gate and drive through on the left side. Come right in and you'll find me in my house somewhere, keeping busy while I wait. Get a lot of thoughts in the morning, I write them all down. If it wasn't for that, I'd forget them in a while. And lately I've been thinking about a good friend I'd like to see more of. Yeah, 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 I think I'll make a call. Pocketbook, I couldn't find it, so I sat and concentrated on the number, and slowly it came to me. So I dialed it and I let it ring a few times. There was no answer, so I let it ring a little more. Still no answer, so I hung up the telephone, got some paper and sharpened up a pencil and wrote a letter to my friend.
Thank you.
Hello again. You just got done listening to Salt Rain by Sogum featuring Kyungbi. Found that song on my Discover Weekly as well. Before that, you heard Busy Doing Nothing by the Beach Boys, which is also a Discover Weekly, but this was from this month. This song was from this Monday's Discover Weekly, and I've listened to it 12 times since then. So, needless to say, I'm kind of obsessed with that song as of recent. And La La by Lainey Tripp, which is oldie for me. That song's kind of like been close to me for a while, and it's good to finally play it for other people to hear. It is more than halfway through my set, so I figured I would do my state-mandated PSA. This is a new one, seasonal. And actually, my mom texted me during the set and was like, why do all these DJs keep reading about the ladder safety PSA? And I was like, oh, mother, if only you knew. If only you knew. Anyway, I forgot to mention, this PSA, I don't mean to freak anyone out, but as someone who's been closely affiliated with the way that blood dries on white paper, this is looking a little bit like that, blocking out a couple of these first couple sentences. But we're going to power through regardless. I hope whoever may or may not have bled onto this PSA is doing okay. It's that special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. Now, there's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriants, but if you're under the influence, aka buzzed, hammered, hosed, toasted, or even just a wee bit tipsy, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, this radio station that wants all of its freeform, loving listeners back for the new year. Wasn't that sweet? I think that was sweet. So, I think it's time to draw some more songs, and now that we're halfway, I figured I could open up the floor a little bit. So if you want to send in the DJ chat, or if you have my number, or through other method of communication, if you want to send me a number from 1 through 36 in the next like minute before I start playing more music, feel free to do so. Otherwise, hopefully I'll get some requests by next vocal break and I'll play them. So first song is number 11. I keep drawing all of these like tens numbers. I don't know why. Very interesting. But that was Inside Out by Raven Lene. Someone's typing. Hold on. Are they gonna say a number? Yeah, it is actually Anna. Well, Inside Out by Raven Lene is now playing. I'm gonna spin the wheel again and play that song. Anyway, see you in a bit. And I come back around. I know I've been here before. Been here before. I entrap my own mind. Feeling insecure. I think now's the right time. Ooh, I'm starting from the inside. Pushing up, see if you are satisfied. It is fine. And decide. Pull a grin up. Shake me now, and it was time. Take me high, break me down. Yeah.
I could create my own world or planet, I would call it harmony. My world would look like a place where people take good care of creation and look out for the well-being of others perfectly. Their energy will derive from God's love in their hearts or God's love working in their hearts.
Rio de Janeiro, em pleno mês fevereiro, morando perto do mar, vivendo em Copacabana, te vendo toda semana e não podendo te amar.
Hello. You just got done listening to Helio Matthews. I can't pronounce that name. It's Eureo Me Condeno. I don't speak Portuguese, but that was a bossa nova song, and also my number 5 most listened to song according to Spotify Wrapped. That was also number 20, which I drew off air because, if you remembered, I ran out of time. You know, these things happen. I only got one request from Anna. Shout out to Anna, who I think is listening right now. But that's okay, because she also picked one of the longer songs, one that we do have time for, but one that unfortunately we might only be able to draw like one more after that. But that's okay, because it's a good one, and I think Anna's going to be pretty excited to hear which song this is. This is a song by Lamp, the Japanese band Lamp from, this is their second album, and I don't know which, I think it's, I don't know how to say it, it's in Japanese on Spotify, but it's their second album after Four Lovers, and it's honestly, I think, my favorite. So, it is also 5 minutes long. You'll see why. This song, oh my god, this song is so good. Anyway, we're gonna hear that song, and then I'm gonna come back, say my goodbyes, draw one more song, and then we'll be on our way. So without further ado, let's hear some Lamp. Why don't we? Hello. You just got done listening to Haruno Sora by Lamp off of their second album, The Green Album, as I just called it. Anyway, unfortunately, we only have time to draw for one more song, so let me do that real quickly. Okay. It's spinning. Oh. That's interesting. I could have... Okay, so I just landed on 37. But I only put 1 through 36. So, I mean, I can check. I guess there is a 37th song. Huh. Guess you guys lucked out. So we will be hearing that 37th song in a second. But before I go, I just want to say thank you all for listening. Thank you all for playing this game of chance with me. I literally, like, there are so many songs that I would have loved to play for this set, but unfortunately just didn't get to because I put 36 songs on here and there's no way I can play that many songs, unfortunately. But maybe another day I'll pick up a sub spot and I'll like play the rest of them for funsies. Play another. I think this game is fun. We'll bring this game back. We'll bring back some other games of chance, maybe with some new songs. I don't know. This was fun. Would love to do again. Anyway, so this song's almost up and you're about to hear actually a song that's very on brand with the theme of roulette, as you will hear. All right, it's about to start. Anyway, my name is Ian Smith, and I hope you've had a very doopy time indeed. This is Russian Roulette by Red Velvet. Take care, everyone.